there part of you, is there part of you for which it is difficult to separate that long-held political belief of yours from, I would guess, an understandable anger or desire for vengeance against the guy who put you in a wheelchair for life?
No, because I'm very pragmatic. You know, if you're a victim of someone who's committed a crime like murder or something, I can understand why you would want to see someone put to death. But when you really take time to think about the fact that our system is supposed to be about justice, not vengeance. And when someone sets out to commit a crime like murder, they don't stop and think, well, am I going to get the life in prison or am I going to get the death penalty if I do this? That's not the way they think. It's not a death, it's not a deterrent. It never has been. And you know, in England in the 18th century, pickpocketing was a capital offense. And they used to hang the pickpockets every Saturday in the town square. And while they were doing it, people would be going through the crowd picking the pockets of the people watching the pickpockets getting hanged. So I think the British caught on very early, you know. The capital punishment was not a deterrent.